previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Come up with two major deals involving South African companies. First, Vodacom has agreed to take control of Kenya's Safaricom in a transaction valued at about $2.4 billion, or about 41 billion rand if you prefer. Vodacom will buy a 15% stake in Safaricom from the Kenya government and 5% from Vodafone International. Added to its existing stake, Vodacom will now hold 54.9% of the Kenyan operator. The acquisition gives it control of Safaricom's M-Pesa unit, one of the largest and fastest growing mobile money assets. For the Kenyan government, the deal raises cash needed to rein in rising debt costs and a widening budget deficit without having to raise taxes. The second deal is the formation of a joint venture between pulp and paper producer Sappi and Finland's UPM Kymmene Oyj. The two companies will combine their graphic paper assets into an enterprise with a value of 1.42 billion euros, about 28 and a quarter billion rand. Each company will have a 50% stake in the JV, which will include UPM's entire communication papers business, comprising 8 paper mills, Sappi's European graphic paper business with 4 mills. UPM's shares rose as much as 4.9% in Helsinki on the news. Sappi was up as much as 6.5% in Johannesburg. Demand for graphic papers has been in decline for the past couple of decades as fewer people read magazines and as retail companies sell online rather than through printed catalogues. South Africa's current account has narrowed, with exports overall to the US increasing despite the Trump tariffs. But that's a mixed piece of news, though. The value of platinum group metals to the US increased sharply in the third quarter, largely benefiting from higher international commodity prices. Take those figures out, however, and the total value of goods exported to the US declined, weighed down by the export of vehicles and transport equipment. So in that respect, the Trump tariffs are biting. Overall, the current account deficit narrowed to 57 billion rand in the third quarter, 0.7% of GDP, down from a revised 72.2 billion in the second quarter. On the markets, the JSE ended down just over a third of a percent last evening. That's both the All Share and Top 40. London's FTSE up 0.2%. New York, the Dow just beneath flat. The S&P 500 just above. The Nasdaq up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning down 1%. Hong Kong down 0.5%. Sydney flat. US dollar at 1.16 to the euro. The rand at 16.98 to the dollar. 19.78 to the euro. 22.64 to sterling. Gold at 4,207. Platinum 1,646. Bitcoin just over 92,300. Brent crude oil just over $63 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.